This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been a magnificent Tuesday. We're going to talk about the administrative state in KBJ here shortly. I'll address the Marjorie Taylor Greene stuff. Laugh about another aspect of the Jasmine Crockett raid. Why do they talk about how unified the country was when Obama was in charge? All that, emails, hopefully even more. Oh yeah, my buddy Kurt Schlichter is going to join us a half hour from now. We are jam-packed tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Hope you enjoyed the first part of what is undoubtedly going to be obviously a several part series on the Rhodesian Bush War. Part two continues tomorrow in hour two. What, Chris? Chris said, who wins the war? You shall have to hang on, my friend, and wait. All right. Now, KBJ, Ketanji Brown Jackson, everyone knows why she's there. Everyone gets the circumstances around it. She's brain dead, but she's also loud about it. It's one of the funniest things in the world. They track how many words the Supreme Court justices speak, and she is by far the dumbest. She has actually been chastised by other communists on the Supreme Court for saying things that are so dumb. And she says the most by far. It's just the greatest thing in the world. I'm really loud. I'm really ignorant. It's amazing. And she's there not to interpret the law. She doesn't have a slightly liberal view of the law. That's not how she sees herself. That's not how the communists saw her when they installed her there. She sees herself as the vanguard of the communist revolution. She is there to be the tip of the spear for the communist revolution. Wherever she has an opportunity, she will reward allies of the revolution. Wherever she has an opportunity, she will punish the enemies of the revolution. And there is something going on right now that has been going on for a long time, but you get it, but we're going to recap it. The administrative state, all the different bureaucratic agencies in this country, the big ones you would name, IRS, FBI, EPA, those ones, other ones that have a tremendous amount of power, HHS or HUD, or we have this huge federal government, shockingly huge, way bigger than anybody ever intended for this country. Now, an administrative state that size gives the communists an opportunity, you see. Remember, we've talked about it before. Communists are not concerned with popularity. They're concerned with power. If their disgusting demonic ideas are not popular, this does not give them a moment of pause. They don't sit and say, well, dang, I guess the people don't want it. They simply say, well, I guess we'll have to force it on them. It's too bad they don't want it. We're going to force it on them. Having that many federal employees, having that much power in the administrative state of the federal government gives communists the opportunity to insulate their demonic agenda from the will of the voter. They have known this forever. That's why they keep expanding the government, and that's why they keep packing the government full of loyal communists. They do this so the revolution can move forward no matter who you vote for every November. No matter who you vote for in the House or the Senate or the presidency, the communist doesn't want to give you the opportunity to reverse the revolution. He's fighting a revolution. It must continue no matter who's in power. And the administrative state allows him to do that. The Trump administration, actually, I have a headline here. Administrative state's, quote, rear guard is blocking the Trump agenda. Well, of course, Donald Trump's agenda this term, just like last term, continues to get kneecapped at every turn, including in the DOJ. If you'd like to find out why, at least in part, the DOJ is moving so slowly to prosecute government criminals, it's because there are still communists inside of it. That's how the communist wants the administrative state to work. That's why he fills the administrative state with his people. Now, what's happening right now in front of the Supreme Court is big, and I actually think we're going to win this from the legal experts I talked to, but the Trump administration says, well, I should be able to fire the heads of any agency I want. They're not a separate branch. They have to fall under the executive branch of the government. If I'm the head of the executive branch, I should be able to fire them. Well, do you think the communists want to allow that? The communists doesn't want any president to have the authority to get rid of the communist subversives he's spent years putting into power. Now, that's the truth of it. But if you're a communist, how do you sell that? How do you sell it legally? How do you sell it to the American people? Well, credentials, you see. The communists conquering the university system and so many of these credential systems like the American Bar Association, things like that, what it's done is it's given them the authority to hand out credentials to communist subversives and to maybe hold you at bay with their credentials. Hey, don't tell me masks don't work. Didn't you hear I'm a doctor? I went to Columbia. I'm an expert. I'm a scientist. I have a PhD. Don't tell me that taking down the outdoor basketball hoops doesn't help. I have a PhD. You don't have a PhD. They love to do that to us, don't they? Ketanji Brown Jackson, when she was arguing, trying the hardest she possibly could to keep the bureaucracy in place, laid out this exact strategy quite nicely. I'll allow her to speak for herself.
Congress is saying,
Lord knows she has no problem with that.
Congress is saying that expertise matters with respect to aspects of the economy and transportation and the various independent agencies that we have. So having a president come in and fire all the scientists and the doctors and the economists and the PhDs and replacing them with loyalists and people who don't know anything is actually not in the best interest of the citizens of the United States. These issues should not be in presidential control. In these particular areas, we would like to have independence. We don't want the president controlling. I guess what I don't understand from your overarching argument is why that determination of Congress, which makes perfect sense given its duty to protect the people of the United States, why that is subjugated to a concern about the president not being able to control everything. Under our constitutional design, given the history of the monarchy and the concerns that the framers had about a president controlling everything, that in the clash between those two, Congress's view that we should be able to have independence with respect to certain issues should take precedence.
She's well aware that these agencies aren't independent. She's well aware communists have spent years installing their loyalists in these agencies who now run everything. She knows all this. She knows that's not exactly an easy sell, so she has to repeatedly call them experts, scientists, doctors, and she has to, of course, always assert their independence. These are independent. It's an independent agency. It's independent. It's just an independent agency. Surely we want an independent agency of some kind that answers to, nobody, but we need an independent agency, you see? This is their plan. And this is why we always have to remember, always, no matter how tempted we may be to want to use government to our ends. No, we should use it for this and use it for that. There is no such thing as good government. None. It's not humanly possible. If you have a government that is big enough and powerful enough, that government will eventually be occupied by sadistic tyrants who will abuse you and wreck your life. There is no such thing as good government, and the founders knew it. That's why they kept our government so insanely small. If you could go line up the founders right now and tell them that the federal government in our country would be the largest employer and landowner in the United States of America one day, I bet you money every one of them would lay down their musket and say, well, I'm not fighting a revolution for that. They'd be mortified at where we are. And the communist knows it. Anyway, let's save a baby. It's the Christmas season. We want babies to be born, do we not? The gift of life. Is there anything more precious than that? I was actually at a restaurant on Saturday night, and there was this brand new little baby there. This thing was tiny. And man, my wife was a puddle. There's nothing better than a baby. These babies are killed every single day. Preborn saves 200 lives a day. Do you realize that? 200 a day. How do they do that? Are they miracle workers? No, they're not. They understand that introducing a mother to her baby with the gift of an ultrasound helps her choose life almost every time. They're not miracle workers. They find what works. They introduce her to her baby, and then they introduce her to God. And if she needs formula or diapers or a place to stay, preborn is there. And what you give to preborn, the ultrasound costs $28, by the way. What you give to preborn is tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, about 10 minutes away from talking to Kurt Schlichter about nuking drug boats out of the water and other things. I am still going to try to get to emails. I told you, the show is just too freaking packed. I don't have time for everything right now. So let's get to this. Because people keep emailing me about it and emailing me about it. I just wasn't even going to talk about it. It's not really my thing, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, congresswoman from Georgia. I've had her on a long time ago. I had her on my TV show. You know, I've interviewed her before. Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia has previously been the staunchest Trump ally in the world. She's the one who would wear MAGA hats to the State of the Union addresses. She was Miss MAGA, right? Well, something somewhere along the way happened. Maybe it really was the Epstein files. Maybe, I don't know. But Marjorie Taylor Greene got on the bad side of Trump, or he got on the bad side of her. Trump now blasts her publicly. She blasts him publicly and all this other stuff. Now, pause on the Marjorie Taylor Greene Trump stuff for a moment. Remember when we talked about how you can tell if there's a true convert to your thing, whatever that may be? Maybe a true convert to Christianity. Maybe a true convert to conservatism. Hey, I was a Democrat, but I'm a true convert. Remember what I said repeatedly. What is the one tell? What is the tell where you can tell they're genuine or they're not genuine? A genuine convert will always be humble. They will always have humility. If I've just found Jesus yesterday, and I walk into your church on Sunday, I'm not going to sit in the pew and say, that guy's wrong about Paul. That's not what Jesus meant about that. That's not what's in the Bible. I wouldn't do that, right? Because I just got here. I would be humble. I'm here to learn. Same thing with all these, quote, former Democrats who join our side. They join our side and promptly start scolding us. Don't say this and don't say that. I told you not to say this. You've been busy being wrong your whole life. Go to the back of the class and sit down and shut up. Be humble, right? Well, when it comes to people, and we're running into this now, who are leaving our movement, and maybe they're resigning from Congress like Marjorie Taylor Greene is next month. She came out and announced she's resigning from Congress. I'm leaving. We've seen people do this before. I'm leaving the Republican Party. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I don't agree with this. There's too many wars, too much this. I don't agree. I'm leaving. Okay. There's a tell there you can look for as well. And here's what it is. If you put out some long statement like Marjorie Taylor Greene did, that both parties are broken, that Washington, D.C. is broken, that you can't do any good anymore from D.C., you still love America, that's all well and good. But how can you tell if that's genuine versus being fake? Well, here's the tell. Are you on The View every other day now, trashing the right? Are you on CNN now, sounding like a leftist? Are you sitting down with 60 Minutes to trash the Trump administration? Because if you are, the reason that's the tell, if you are, that shows me that you're somebody with an axe to grind, not a patriot who's exasperated with how Washington, D.C. works. She sat down with 60 Minutes, or no, this was CNN. She sat down with CNN and said this.
It is extremely frustrating as a rank and file Republican member in our majority, our Republican majority, that many of us women are not taken seriously and our legislation is not taken seriously.
Now it's a woman thing. Now we have to endure this. Now we have to do the scorned woman thing on the way out. I wasn't taken seriously because I'm a woman. And we have to do this.
I feel very sorry for President Trump. I genuinely do. It has to be a hard place for someone that is constantly so hateful and puts so much vitriol, name calling, and really tells lies about people in order to try to get his way or win some kind of fight. And I think that's exactly what's wrong in America today. That's what's wrong in this toxic political environment that has ripped our country apart. And I personally think that that's poor leadership from a president. It's a very bad demeanor, and Americans are very tired of it.
This is not a defense of Donald Trump at all. It's really not. I've criticized Trump many times before. Does that strike you as just a humble patriot who just got tired of the Washington, D.C. corruption and she's now going to retire to her farm? And if America ever needs her one day, she will pick up her sword and come back and fight for Lady Liberty. Is that how that strikes you? Does this strike you as someone who's just tired of how Washington works?
It is extremely frustrating as a rank and file Republican member in our majority, our Republican majority, that many of us women are not taken seriously and our legislation is not taken seriously.
She announced she was resigning in January, and 2 seconds later, she was on 60 Minutes, she was on The View, and she's on CNN trashing Donald Trump. Sorry. Doesn't seem genuine. It just doesn't. And I mean, go ahead and write it down, Chris. We're now counting the days until she signs a contract with CNN or MSNBC or The View to be the daily Republican trasher on the network. We all know what's coming. That's how you know it wasn't genuine. Kurt Schlichter, next.
Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Do not forget, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And joining me now, one of my favorite people in the world, my friend Kurt Schlichter. He has a new book out, which we will get to shortly. Hey, Kurt, should we be nicer to the drug runners who are driving boats full of cocaine into Mexico so they can be trafficked into the nose of our children?
Well, look, I think we need to understand that these gentle fisher people, because I don't want to misgender them, are only trying to help their families by murdering ours. And I like to, because I have a legal background, so I like to present hypotheticals. And my hypothetical is, it's according to our establishment friends, it's not okay to blow up the people trafficking poison into us that have killed 100,000 Americans in the last year. Would it be okay if they were bringing in containers of mustard gas, or HD if you were a chemical officer, which I was in the Gulf War? And I would love the Democrats to say, why, yes, we can't destroy those. Others might say, well, that's different. And I would say, yes, it is different. Mustard gas has killed zero Americans in the last year.
Zero Americans in the last year. However, fentanyl has killed 100,000 of them. And in fact, I wanted to talk about Venezuela briefly, Kurt. There's a story. I know you've read the stories. I know you know the stories. This one's from the Dallas Express. I touched on it a little bit earlier. But it's a story about how the Maduro regime purposely brought Trende Aragua here. It wasn't an accident where these gangbangers happened to find a rowboat and started heave-hoing their way to the United States of America. It was a focused thing. A Russian, Chinese-backed communist regime sent murderers and rapists into our country on purpose, and Democrats helped them do it.
Look, you and I both served. Both of us participated in some of our some of America's adventures. Some of those adventures not handled perfectly. We're a little suspicious of using American military power. But we also understand that we actually have enemies who want us dead, whether they be bizarre 7th century pagans, communist holdovers, or heirs to the Russian, the fallen USSR. We really do have enemies, and it's okay to oppose them. We don't have a Monroe Doctrine if we don't enforce it. And I'm, if my next door neighbor was, firing off bottle rockets into my backyard, yeah, I'd respond, even though I'm generally a pretty good neighbor. And that's kind of what Maduro and his communist cabal is doing. So if somehow something bad should happen to Maduro, like he should be struck by lightning or a hellfire missile, I'm not going to shed a lot of tears.
Speaking with my friend Kurt Schlichter, you know him well, and Kurt has obviously a bunch of books. Everybody's read Kurt's books, but has a new one out called Panama Red. Speaking of drugs, Kurt, I thought that was like a brand of marijuana or something. I'm old. Haven't I heard that term before?
That was back when the local stoner was a puffing on 2% ditch weed. Was just a vaguely amusing presence in your life, kind of like human wallpaper. He's always there, but never really makes a difference. but apparently, dope is now 90% THC now, and the people who were vaguely amusing would-be Rastafarians are now brain-dead zombies, so it's an entirely different thing and a lot less cute.
All right, now tell me about the book, Panama Red.
It is the ninth in the series of Kelly Turnbull People's Republic action novels. Andrew Breitbart, who brought me into this thing and wouldn't let me out, he said, we got to make our own culture. And I remember throwing one of those best-selling spy books, which are all the same and all boring, across the room and said, I can do better myself. I'm going to write something I want to read. All good parts. It's either action or it has a insight or it's funny. No bad parts. It's like the album London Calling. All right. No bad cuts. It's all good stuff. And that's what I've done for 9 of these books now. I have sold hundreds of thousands of these. Don't think there's no market out there for conservative culture. There's no market out there for men's adventures. Although women are perfectly welcome, and in fact, the villain in this is a female. It's not Jennifer Welch, that hatchet-faced, Botoxed gargoyle, but it certainly could be. These are books that you'll read and you will enjoy, and then you may even go, I've had a number of people go, Kurt, you called some of these things. The misgendering, the tranny stuff, all these things, you called it. And I'm sad to say I did. But Kelly Turnbull's back. He's got his Wilson Combat CQB 45, and he doesn't solve problems using his words.
Kurt, are you a 45 man, a 9mm man, a 10mm man? There are just so many. Look, at everybody's, every gun guy has a very strong opinion about whatever he is. I love 45s. They're so near and dear to my heart. I've just never been as accurate with them as a 9. And I know that's a user problem. I get that. But I'm more of a 9 guy.
Well, look, I was an Army colonel, so I can't hit anything. And my feeling is that if I have to draw my weapon, I have screwed up so badly that I deserve whatever horrible thing happens to me. But when I do have to shoot, I do enjoy the 45. A 45 is, and I carried one because I'm that old. Nice, solid, good gun. The 1911, carrying it condition one, still kind of makes me a little edgy. My concealed carry when I'm in Texas, because in California, the guy who commanded thousands of people with automatic weapons on the streets of L.A. isn't competent to decide to carry his own weapon without the permission of a GS3 clerk. When I'm in Texas, I usually carry a 9. It varies based on my mood, because you want to have the right weapon for how you're feeling at any given time. I enjoy small, a 6.3, 6.5 is always nice. But a 2.29 is also nice. Don't count out the old school CZ-75B. Always enjoy those. Or the Beretta, which especially if Bill Wilson goes and fixes it up for you. Then it's just beautiful.
Kurt, tell me Gavin Newsom can't possibly be president in 2028. I need to hear that from you, Kurt.
Sadly, anybody who gets to one of the nominated on one of the tickets can be president. Example, Exhibit A, Donald Trump. But Gavin Newsom has a number of problems. For one thing, the American people, many of them are not complete idiots and know a weasel when they see one. And this guy is a weasel. I'm here in Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Fortress right now, not that far from Pacific Palisades, which has not been rebuilt, hasn't even started to be rebuilt. And, of course, it's all Donald Trump's fault. If Gavin Newsom wants to go to America and say, we want to do to all of you what we've done to California, I think we'll be seeing President J.D. Vance in 2028.
I think that would be okay with people. His name is Kurt Schlichter. I'm sure you've already read all the Kelly Turnbull books. If you have not, now is a great time to start. New one is out. Panama Red is the name of the book. Kurt, my friend, as always, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you very much. Man, just think about that. I don't want to dwell on it, but President Gavin Newsom. Well, it just gives me the willies, man. Gives me the willies bad. But then I think, it's all right. I have Pure Talk. And if I want, I can text a friend.
People be texting.
People be texting on Pure Talk, too. And I know when I've told you about Pure Talk, and I've told you about their various charity programs they do, you know they've donated over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership. Do you know that? while your cell phone company was giving to Black Lives Matter and Planned Parenthood, Pure Talk was busy getting veterans back on their feet, getting veterans rescue dogs, hiring Americans, and they're saving you a fortune while they do it. Pure Talk wanted me to come on here tonight and say thank you, actually. Thank you. Thank you for switching. Thank you for trusting them. Thank you for going with the pro-America company. Switching is easy and fast, by the way. Keep your phone, keep your number, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly to make the switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly. One more segment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, send us an email, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I know I haven't gotten to any of these emails yet. I'm going to right now. It's just too packed of a show. Just before we get there, we need a quick song.
Okay. She ain't never scared if she ain't never been. Who is willing to go toe-to-toe against the president? I can't wrap my head around someone who votes Republican. She advocates for feeding kids. They protect folks touching them. Trump invading his own country with our army. What a joke. We remember Pearl Harbor by illegally bombing boats. What y'all thought we wasn't gonna do nothing, buddy? Think again. They only trying to scare out of running because they think...
Oh, just a reminder... This is a real introduction. This was the introduction to Jasmine Crockett, who's running for Senate in the state of Texas.
She'll win. Listen, thought I told y'all we ain't never scared. Now look who name on the docket. Got two words for every racist bigot. Jasmine Crockett.
Y'all hear the words.
Me, I hope my money goes to side that isn't trying to say affordability is a hoax. She stand on business, Austin toes. Texas dope, don't need no more bad built, bleach blonde, butch bodies moving forward.
She's standing on business, Luke. Luke, Chris. She's standing on business. Why can't you see that? This is going to be easily the most entertaining Senate campaign in the history of the United States of America. Maybe not for everybody, but for me, I'm going to enjoy it. And I know you're not in Texas, or at least chances are you're not in Texas, because we have listeners all over the country. I want you to know I'm going to keep you abreast of everything. What, Chris? We have to keep people abreast of everything. Jesse, I heard you talk about how you want to be a scuba diver, encounter a shark or two, and it immediately reminded me of an old TV show, Sea Hunt, starring Lloyd Bridges, who played a sub-diver hero, Mike Nelson. I like that. A sub-diver hero. That sounds like me, Chris. What? That we could do underwater missions. I'm ready to do what missions? We're going to find shipwrecks. Old pirate ships, old Navy ships that have gone down in various places, and we are going to get our scuba gear on. Don't worry, I've already figured it out. We're going to have spear guns just in case we encounter terrorists or any wildlife or something down there. We're going to have, you always wanted to spear gun something? I've always wanted to tell me you haven't wanted to spear gun something. What? You don't think it'd be that much money to get started? I don't either. There are probably some safety concerns. It can be a little dangerous from time to time. But I know, I'm not going to major on the minor. All right, we'll sign some waivers, okay? We'll sign some waivers and everything will be fine. A spear gun, a scuba tank. You know what I was thinking about last night after I got home? I was just laying in bed. I was having some trouble falling asleep. I'm not sure if we want to go wetsuits. I feel like maybe I've been doing too much reading on the Rhodesian Bush War, because you know some of their special elite units, which I'll get into hopefully tomorrow. I'll get into it at some point. Some of their elite units didn't wear pants. They wore shorts, super short shorts. You can go look at pictures of them. Yeah. But Chris, the why isn't important. What's important is it looked cool. I think we go down, or at least I'm going to go down, nothing but shorts. Nothing but shorts and scuba gear. What? You said the water is going to be cold. We're only going to go to warm water. I've decided that I don't want to be what? I don't want to be involved in anything that has cold water. That doesn't sound very fun at all. What, Chris? I love it. Jewish producer Chris just said, we'll explore a Japanese Zero. Only you called it a Japanese Zero ship. It's a Zero plane, Chris. Okay, the Zeros were the planes. Okay, but we'll explore ships too. And we'll have our spear guns there in case we run into any of those guys who are still alive. We will avenge our World War II brothers, and we'll handle things under the water. We'll handle things. And what we'll do is we'll bring Fred along, and he'll be there to comfort us after we've done combat under the water. And Fred, he would normally get boat sick. He doesn't have the strongest stomach in the world. But since he's been having rough greens, we've been sprinkling rough greens on his food, Fred's really toughened up. That's not true at all. Fred is as pathetic as he's ever been, but his stomach actually doesn't give us problems anymore. In all seriousness, rough greens has probiotics and digestive enzymes in it, live nutrients, vitamins and minerals. You don't have to accept the dog that makes a mess on the floor all the time, a sluggish dog. You can have a dog that lives longer. Sprinkle the number one dog supplement in America on your dog's food, and they'll give you a free Jumpstart trial bag of it at roughgreens.com with the promo code Jesse. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. I like this scuba idea, Chris. I like how we're fleshing this out. Hello, Jesse. I'm a former federal felon who won my appeal after 5 years. The stories I could tell. However, I'm writing about something that is occurring a lot with illegals, the theft of metal scrap. I won't go into everything else he says here. One, I love that that cons and former cons listen to the show. That always blesses me. Two, this was a big thing that was known when I was in construction. People don't understand how much money metal is worth, like scrap metal. I'm not talking about something that's actually been formed. It's worth a ton of money. And illegal immigrant theft rings, essentially, they're organized rings that steal these things for a living. The amount of illegal immigrant crime in this country would blow you away. And you'll never get the actual number of what it is because your local police department's too busy classifying all of them as white.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Layoff announcements top 1.1 million this year, the most since 2020. That is a really big deal. I am hoping that gets reversed. We keep getting false positives on the economy because the stock market is up, right? But remember, the stock market is not the economy. The stock market is not the economy. If people don't have a job, they don't give a crap how high your 401k is. A drone drops crab legs, steak, and weed into a South Carolina prison. Sorry, I thought this was America. Lawsuit filed to stop Trump administration from dismantling the Department of Education. Wild how committed the communists are to keeping open the Department of Education when the Department of Education doesn't educate a single child. Huh. It's almost as if there's a nefarious agenda coming from inside that building. Zohran Mamdani gives advice to thwart and evade ICE in a video message urging viewers to stand up to the feds. Remember that New York City is already releasing murderers and rapists out onto the streets rather than turning them over to ICE. Democrats are so evil, they would rather a murderer stand in front of your house than be deported. Wow, what a place we're at. Tomorrow, another great show, Rhodesian Bush War stuff. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.